All right, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Gloria Cannata. Hi, Gloria.
Hi.
How are you today?
I am very warm because it's 80 degrees here. Then I have the air conditioner on 70.
Oh, I got to remember to shut this heater off because you guys will hear that. 80 degrees?
I'm sweating. I can't take it. Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, it's about, I don't know, low 30s here, maybe in the 20s. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, Santa Claus was wearing flip-flops and Bermuda shorts yesterday, so.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I don't remember it. To be honest with you, came and went so fast, I don't remember it.
Oh,
nice and quiet. Nice and quiet.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back. We did a show earlier today, me and Paul, for anybody that missed it. We did a show on the Virgin Galactic space flight scams, the Manta Trekker crossing Antarctica bullshit story that got floated, and some other stuff related to that. And tonight, me and Gloria are going to get into a bunch of Mandela effect stuff and Mandela effect related talk, some stuff to do with consciousness, maybe even what some people, you know, with stuff that happened to me, Gloria, some people are saying that might have even been like an out of body experience. So maybe we'll touch on some of that. I don't really know much about that, but I know that you know a little more than I do. I want to mention one thing before we get started with the Mandela effect. Earlier today, I was telling everybody how YouTube has gone now and restricted the first video on my 9/11 playlist. So there's no thumbs up or thumbs down. You can't share it. You can't comment. And you have to read like a message that it has like graphic content and you have to hit okay or it'll just skip to the next video. And then I got off the show. I looked at my email. It says YouTube has restricted your video. I thought it was the one that just aired. No, it was another 9/11 video. So the second show I did with Fetza on Fetza's show, that's now been restricted with those same restrictions on YouTube. And that video has a couple thousand views already. So now they're shutting down all, you know, ways to spread it and everything. And it's pretty ridiculous. But anyways, let's get into the Mandela effect. So what do you want to start with?
Oh, jeez. let's see. Why don't we start with, okay, you want to start with the absolutely beautiful rainbow things that are going on?
Sure, I do. Because, you know, and we've done a whole show on this just like 2 weeks ago. Make sure you check that out. It has the word rainbow effect phenomenon right in the title. You'll see it. And it gets brought up all the time because it just keeps happening, Gloria. Rainbow animals keep popping up. Rainbow mountains. Trees last week, what was swamps, and now we have a whole bunch of new stuff. You want me to bring up some screen grabs and we'll tell people what we're looking at?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing with the rainbow things. People have to understand, okay, when we did a show on the rainbow trees and the mountains and stuff like that, we put in so much research, okay, for the most bizarre rainbow things, and the things that we have now that we're going to show you today never came up ever. And I think I did a video, I want to say about a year and a half ago, about the rainbow mountains in China and all that stuff. And Brian, these things did not exist. Okay. So these are new. Things are changing. Well, actually we're changing frequencies and we're on different frequencies where these things exist. Yeah. Because we did a lot of research. I know I did a lot of research on it when it comes to the strangest animals or the most exotic animals, the strangest flowers. These things did not exist. Bottom line, now we can go.
All right. Can you see the screen?
Yes, I can see it. Okay. You know what? Did I send you the name of this?
Oh, no. If you don't know, I mean, we can go to the next. That's why you sent me the name days ago.
I think this, I want to say Mexico. I don't remember. But, okay, the pictures that we're going to show you, a majority of these places, I think this is called Devil's Lake. I believe it's Devil's
Lake. Yeah, it might have been. And then there was the Devil's Bath Pool. That was the Australia one, right? And then there's that New Zealand one. But you know what? We'll compile the list of the names later and put them all, match them to the pictures for you because you do have them. And we'll put them in the show notes.
Yeah, either that or they can just, you know, look at the picture and then just kind of, you know, put them online and see where they are. But a majority of the pictures we got, I know there was two from Mexico, two from New Zealand, and the rest are Australia. Okay. And everything, if you look at these pictures, everything is turning pink, guys. This is a beach in Australia.
And we'll get to the animals after. Hang on. I'm trying not to skip around, but these aren't all in order. And this is the New Zealand one. I know that. Right?
I mean, look at that. That is absolutely beautiful. I mean, I couldn't even, seriously, could we just sit here and imagine something as beautiful as that with our own imagination? I don't think so. Look at that.
And remember the comment that you had made to me, Gloria, is you were like, it's like God's putting this place the way he meant it to be, like with all these beautiful colors and everything.
Yeah, definitely.
And then there's just some stuff that, you know, just doesn't go on. And I'm just trying to get my screen share back up. Hang on 1 second. It's just going a little slow. And look at this, Gloria. I mean, you sent me this, but I mean, this is sand at a beach.
Popcorn beach.
It looks exactly like fucking popcorn.
Yeah. Has anybody ever heard of popcorn fucking beach?
It's like we live inside fucking Willy Wonka's factory, like a big world like that, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's beautiful though, Brian. As bizarre as it is absolutely beautiful. Do you remember, do you know where Popcorn Beach is? Is that California? Because I don't remember where that was.
I think I actually have the link open for it still. Maybe I do, maybe I don't, I'm not sure.
Yeah, guys, because this was like a last minute thing to do.
Oh, I do. No, I do. Here it is right here.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to.
You can see my screen, right?
Yeah, where is it? I'm wondering where that is.
There's a bay in the Canary Islands where the coastline looks like it's paved with popcorn, and it's a big hit on Instagram. Yeah, no shit, it's a big hit, because nobody's ever seen anything like this in their fucking life.
Yeah, a bay in the Canary Islands. I mean, how many people went on vacation? How many people heard of this? How about all the travel channels, the travel shows that we've seen, travel channels and stuff like that, and bizarre travels and all that stuff? Has anybody ever heard a popcorn beach or just the pink beaches with the red sand and the pink ocean, the pink lakes and the red sand. Has anybody heard of these things before? They're breathtaking. I mean, I was looking at pictures last night for hours and they're beautiful. You know, I mean, that's the type of beach you go to with a soda. you sit there and eat the sand. It's popcorn. Why not? Right.
I mean, look at it. Look at this shit.
This is now, I believe this one is Australia. I think the pink and the purple beaches are all in Australia. Now, listen, I've never been to Australia. I haven't done much research, but I think we would have heard if these places existed in Australia, because I don't think it's the prettiest place in the world. You know what I mean? So I think we would have heard of this. Yeah, Laurie's like, never heard of this shit. Absolutely. Popcorn beach. Yeah, just bring a fucking soda. And, you know, have a movie on your phone and you could just enjoy the beach, eat the sand.
This is going on all around the world, too. This is going on right here, too, in the United States a lot. We did the show, do you remember, Gloria, just a few weeks ago, and we brought up Fly Geyser in Nevada, you know, and it's this absolute kaleidoscope geyser. Like, the colors on it are so crazy rainbow. Like, it's like a rainbow lollipop, swirl lollipop. It really is. And nobody's ever heard of this. And they say, oh, yeah, it's just only visible from one spot off the highway and this and that. It's like, dude, think about out of all the places in the United States, there are so many road trips to Vegas. Like, it's got to be one of the top two or three places as far as people going on vacation. And so many trips out there, nobody ever stops at Fly Geyser. Have you ever heard anybody say, oh, I stopped at Fly Geyser. It was the most amazing fucking thing you ever seen. You know what I mean? Never hear that. Ever.
Yeah, see, Laura says she lived in Nevada. I live in Nevada, actually. Never seen the shit either, she said. No, and they're absolutely breathtaking. And you know the one thing that I was kind of thinking about yesterday, Brian? Like, when I looked at these pictures, if you've ever had, for the people who have ever had an out-of-body experience or a near-death experience, or even took psychedelics, okay, colors are extremely vivid. when you're in that state. They're not the same. Like the way we see color right now is very, very drab. You know, green is drab. Everything is just drab. But when you have those experiences, you cannot put your, you, there's no word to explain how vivid the color green is. Because when I seen the color green and I seen the color white, it was nothing that I could even explain. Okay, it's completely different than what we experienced in this reality. And those who had those, like I said, psychedelics and all that stuff, they will agree with me. And when you look at these beaches, the colors, even though it's a picture, they're so vivid and so absolutely beautiful that it just reminds me of that, you know, the way we're starting to see things. What do you got? What else you got?
Well, I mean, after we go through the colored beaches, I mean, we got a few directions we can go. We can go to a certain animal and then some other animals after that. And then, yeah, because then we can segue into another topic. So why don't we talk about Mr. Jackass?
Okay. So yesterday I was online and somebody had sent me this. I want to say Teresa Lynch sent it to me. Well, no, actually it was in her group. And I did a little research on it, and I was like, this is bizarre. I'm sorry, I had to shut the air conditioner up because now it's freezing. Okay, so apparently, and I don't know donkeys very well. I know a bunch of asses, but I don't know donkeys. But in this reality, donkeys have a black cross of fur on their backs.
Hey, for people that can't get past your thick New York draw, she's saying donkeys and not donkeys.
Donkeys, listen.
People are thinking you're going to stop for a fucking coffee.
No, we're not talking about dunking donuts. A fucking donkey, okay? Okay, so listen. Now, the story is, so I looked this up because I don't remember them ever having black crosses on their back, and they're actually beautiful. And I did the research on it, and it said, which I thought was really kind of bizarre, because who came up with this? Like, who? Whatever. It said that when Jesus rode the donkey into Nazareth from Jerusalem, from that day on, all donkeys had black crosses on their back. I mean, how did they come up with that? Like, how? Who? Do you know what I'm saying, Brian? Like, who documented that? Oh, by the way, Jesus got off the donkey. Now it has a black cross on it. And let's just pass that down history over 2,000-something years. That's the explanation they give when you ask why the donkeys have black crosses on their back.
Yeah, they really just tie it to the Bible. Like, there's really no – and wait till these people see this. Watch this, Gloria. Now, I've never heard of this before. And it's all donkeys. They supposedly all have it. And look at this shit. That's the back of a donkey.
They're beautiful. I mean, look at that. Absolutely beautiful. You know, it's like something so, I don't know, humbling about seeing that. I just can't put it into words, but there's something really humbling, something beautiful about that. And, you know, I'm not a religious person, but that's, you know, when you look at all the attacks on the Bible, what's going on with all the changes and stuff like that, and then you see something like this, it just, I don't know, kind of puts you in your place a little bit, for me anyway, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody in the chat, if you guys have ever heard of the cross on the donkey before, all donkeys having a cross, I thought that was crazy. I had never heard of that before, ever. Ever. You know, talking about the Bible, I wanted to talk about some personal stuff, Gloria. Not to put you on the spot, but you're going to talk about something personal right here. Yeah, you already knew we were going to talk about it, though. You know, you showed me something crazy the other night, and I didn't know this. You should have told me the story a while back, that the actual how dark or how light the lettering in your Bibles are seem to actually lighten or darken before or after a change. Mm-hmm. And now you have a bunch of images, a bunch of lettering in your Bible that's getting dark or it's getting light. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. I, about a year and a half ago, when the Bible changes first started, like really happening, it must've been about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, I took out my Bible and I noticed, and I'm not the only person. There was actually a couple of people made videos about this. And I noticed that a couple of pages, like the verses, were just, they were fading away. The page was just completely fading away, everything on the page. And I thought that was kind of weird. And I just, you know, I didn't mark anything. I just left it alone. I was like, wow, that's really weird. And then I went back and then I noticed a lot of words were like really like block inked. I was like, what the hell is going on with this now? And that's the one that I circled and I send that page to you. Now, I didn't go back to see if those words changed. You know, I don't know if they're in the process of change because usually it fades when and then it gets replaced with a different word. This looks like this is like all new inserts. So show
it. You have had words fade and then those words were changed.
Absolutely. That's how it works. Unless you keep your eye on the Bible 24/7, you know what I'm saying? You can't really like look at one page eventually after all those pages turn, that page is going to eventually turn. It's hard to put your finger on it, but you know, I know my book, you know, and I know when I open it and I have things marked in there and everything and the dates and when things change and I circle things. And the really weird thing about it is too, I mean, I have verses that I written down over 2 years ago and I go back and look at the same verses completely different. And that was Mandela effect 2 years ago. And then it's complete. Like, for instance, the word crucifixion. Up until a year ago, that was not in the King James Bible anymore. The word crucifixion, and I screamed this out of the rooftops. Okay, I don't know if I did it on Brian's show.
We talked about it, that it wasn't in there anymore.
It's in there now. Brian, it's in there now.
We used the search options and checked all the sites and everything to bring it up, and it wasn't in there anymore.
But it is now.
And all of them. Yeah.
A lot of weird things, a lot of weird things. And just like the thing I showed you, I don't know if I send that to you where it says Jesus and it spells his name with the hyphen, those things in there where Mary's name is hyphenated. And it's just really, really weird. But if you could show them the picture of my book, but like I said, I really didn't read the verses to know if they change anything in their simple words like she, it. So it's hard to know exactly because I'm not a Bible scholar, so I couldn't tell you. I could just tell you things that don't belong there, like the Matrix, you know, or the fact that she liked her men's balls hung like donkeys.
Fungus in the vagina and all that.
Yeah, I can tell you. So let's show the picture. But I'm definitely going to keep my eye on it. So.
Right here is one of them. You have two of them that you sent me. You see it?
Not yet. Let me see. Yeah, you passed it. That's that beautiful beach. There we go. So now you look down that whole column, right? I can't see shit without my glasses. You look down the whole column. Now, if you look at the words, like if you go to like verse 18, chapter 2, right? Look at the word stood, S-T-O-O-D. You tell me, why is that word so crumbled? Like, look at it. It's stuck to the T. It's completely crumbled without any space whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really weird, you know?
Letters actually merged, like we've seen in a lot of brand names and shit like that. Is that T and the O merged? I can't tell, but you have the book. Are they merged? Also, on planes, is the L and the A merged above
they,
that?
They, the first, yes. In, yes, the P, L, and A. Look at it. It's completely squashed together.
And then you look at those words, Gloria, those are words where like self and the or the planes, all these words, right? Those are words that you could see all having substitutions and being swapped out with another word and still, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like if you look at planes, like you see the S is a lot lighter than the rest of the word. And that could be an insert, you know, the S could be an insert. I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, that word self same is about to break in half.
Which one is that?
The first word. It's half dark, half light.
Yeah,
that's gonna have a hyphen in it fucking tomorrow. Like
self same. Self same. I don't know what self same means. You know what that means? Because that should be separated. There should be a space there.
This right here with the planes, the L and the A. Definitely looks like it's merged to me, and that's the first time I've seen that in the Bible. Hold on, let me zoom this in. Look at this guy. I'm zooming in. I mean, the resolution's bad when I zoom in this close, but is there even a space there?
No, look at stood underneath. Look at lift.
And look at lift. Look at lift. Look at lift. Look at the L and the I, dude.
Yeah. Look at the S and the T underneath it, Brian.
And the T. Look at this. It's all connected. Look at this. L-I-F-T.
Yeah. But go to the top one, that one self, whatever, that, yeah, self-same, in the self-same day. What the heck does that mean, self-same?
I don't know.
And that's one word. So, yeah, like I said, those letters that are dark, I don't know if they were replaced with that and whatever was there is gone, or if that's in transition of changing to something else. I have not checked my book. I keep saying I'm going to, and I haven't, because I've been way too busy.
What's this?
This one, I wanted to show you where it says Jesus. Look at Jesus.
Yeah, it's good.
Anybody need help sounding that out?
It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's nothing. I haven't looked in the book, but then there's Mary. She spelled M-A-R-Y. Yeah, and then there was one page, which I cannot find it because sometimes I forget to mark things down, where Jesus's name is spelled with an L. Everybody that's named
Jesus, spelled like Jesus?
Huh?
Like Lesus instead of Jesus?
Yes. And then you had James was lames. Everybody with a J was spelled with an L. And I will find it. But it's a pain in the ass because I didn't mark it. But I was going through the whole book and I was like, what in the world is this? Yep, everybody with a J was with an L. Am I going to find it? I don't know. Was it in transition to turn into something else? I don't know. But I have another Bible verse that I think is kind of cool if you want me to read it.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, okay, everybody knows, all right, the Bible always would say like demons or something like that. It would never say devil. In Matthew 9:32, as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. The word devil, aside from dumb, has never been in the Bible. It was always demons. So now if you look at the King James Bible, it's all devil. It's all devil. I don't know if demons are still in there. I don't think so, because now it's been replaced with devils. So, yeah, that was a pretty big one. And that was, I'll repeat it what it was. That was Matthew 9:32, okay? And then we have Matthew 14:26. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." What? And they cried out in fear. What the fuck does that mean? It's a ghost. First of all, that's not in the Bible. Nobody ever said it's a ghost. It's a spirit. It's a spirit, not a ghost. Okay. Then we have Matthew 14:8. And listen to this. And she bring before instructions of her mother, say, "Give me John Baptist, head in a charger." Number one, give me John Baptist. It's supposed to be John the Baptist. It's not in there no more. John the Baptist is not there. Now it's John Baptist. Okay. And she wants his head in a charger. How about it used to be platter, not fucking charger. Brian, charger, charger. I got to see what the chat's saying if anybody knows about the Bible.
Yeah, I just want to say sorry to Gary. Earlier, we had a issue. One of our mods to the phone was in her pocket, and it muted a bunch of people, like, permanently. So I had to, like, go unblock them. And Gary, I think you were one of them, right? You weren't able to chat earlier. If that happened to you, that was totally an accident. I tried to fix it once I knew how to do it. And I fixed it, like, shortly after the show. All right, Gloria. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. But yeah, and there's many more. I mean, I don't have them on this one, but there are many more. You know, I had posted on Facebook and in certain groups, you know. And let me see. Oh yeah, then you have John 18:22, and when he saw thou spoke, one of the officers, the word officers, did you know that?
That's in there. Why not? They got offices, they got debtors, they got all types of shit in there.
They got offices, debtors, banks, governments, but officers. Guys, if you turn around and say, okay, the King James Bible, so he rewrote it in 15, whatever it was, or 16, whatever it was, there were no such thing as officers back then. How do you explain the word? Even with fucking Matrix, there was no such thing as Matrix. The word did not exist. Or the smiley emojis, whatever those things are called. These things didn't exist. How do you...
Emojis, like sloppy joes.
And then they have the winky eye emoji. I'm like, what? What is this? These things did not exist. But seriously, if people say, well, because he rewrote it, how does he get the word officers? There was no officers. There was no officers there. There's words that there's no explanation. Bullshit. Okay. And there was another one I had posted, but I don't have it with me. And it was two parts of it. Moses, I don't remember the what it was, the verse, but Moses stepped down from a ship and Jesus made him walk on water. I'm sorry, but first of all, you're walking down off a fucking ship. What ship are you coming? And somebody was fighting with me going, yes, that means he walked down of a boat. Then why did it say boat? Because that's what it used to say. Not that he walked off a ship. And as far as I know, he never walked on water. Because the only person in the Bible who ever walked on water was Jesus. So it was like kind of like a 75-25 split. Everybody was like, nobody ever walked on water, just Jesus. What does that mean? He Moses walked on water? Or whatever. No. So that was another one. But I don't have the verse, guys, so I'm sorry. But.
Well, you suck then.
I know. I'm lazy. I'm cigarette with.
I'm just kidding. No, but it's really wild for people that add up to speed on this stuff. I mean, we aren't saying Bibles are being revised and reissued and nothing like that. We're saying you can open your old Bible that's been in your family for however many years you want. And the words that were in there are not in there, and they are changed to what we are saying. They are changed now. Even if you read it, a year or two ago, these things are all in there now. I mean, there were a couple things that happened long ago, but mostly in the last year or two, it's just, it's being obliterated. And it's not just the Bible, Gloria. As we know, technology is popping up out of thin air.
Yeah.
We've talked about this many times. And another one that somebody brought to my attention, where was it? Somebody sent me the link, I think, on Facebook and told me to take a look at it. Now, if you guys were to guess in the chat, no cheating, no Google, the Mandela effect, how it is. When would you guys say that solar panels came out? When were solar panels invented?
For me, I would have to say, let's see. I want to say 20 years ago. Yeah.
20 years ago. Okay. So like 1998,
1990s. Yeah. In the 90s. Definitely.
Yeah. And I would have said, what I thought was, probably the 80s or the 90s, either like the late 80s or the early 90s is what I thought. Omar in the chat says the 80s. What do other people in the chat think? 70s or 80s, Ronan says. Solar panels.
80s, 70s to 80s. 70s, yeah. I'd never heard of that in the 70s, but 80s, yeah.
80s, yeah, well, 70s would be good if they did in the 70s, but it was before the 70s.
Yeah, definitely.
It was before the 60s.
When was it, Brian? Come on.
It was fucking before 1900. It was all the way back in 1839. That's almost 200 years ago. When it's 2039, that'll be 200 years. That's like 180 years ago, okay? 180 years ago, they had solar panels.
Dude, listen, that's freaking crazy. I remember buying my first house in the early 90s, and I was like, I want to get a windmill. This way I could have like free electricity and shit. And you're telling me that they had solar panels? I wasn't aware of this. Oh my God. I can't. There's no way. There's no way, guys. Just like there was electric cars back in what? What was the electric cars? The electric cars were 1906, I think the electric cars were. Yeah.
That was the process, not the panels. Yeah, the technology, they were invented. They weren't like put out and people had panels up on the houses. I wasn't suggesting that.
It doesn't matter. Why would it take 200 years to put that out?
Exactly. If they had the process in 1839, why did we not start to see it until like the 90s,
Right. Just like we had air conditioners in what, 1880 something. Window fucking units, people. Come on. I mean, has anybody ever watched The Honeymooners? I mean, you see the refrigerator they used to have. Back then, they had refrigerators and ice machines. Come on. They had window refrigerators, ceiling fans. Come on. This is not.
Yeah. Hey, we got to talk about the TVs, Gloria, because people in the chat are going nuts because somebody brought it up. Yeah, they had the TVs. Listen, though. Now they've had color TV since before 1930, okay? Color TV, okay? And they also say that their first major league game that was broadcast in color was in like 1944. Dude, there's no way they broadcasted a major league game in 1944. They were still broadcasting them all in the 50s in black and white. They did not broadcast one in 1944 in color. And on top of that, they have now had... In this timeline, this reality, whatever you think this works, however it is to you, this existence, whatever. They now have remote control for these fucking TVs. Wireless remote controls. Mm-hmm. When I got the remote control, I'm going to tell you right now, I was born in 77. We had a control with a thin wire for a few years. And then in the early 80s, we might have finally got the wireless one. 1955.
Well... You know what?
Magnavox had 1955 wireless remote.
No. How about as a kid, who watched the Jetsons? Who watched the cartoon, The Jetsons? And it was like this futuristic cartoon, right? Come on. You mean to tell me everything in the Jetsons we had except for the fucking cars that flew in the air? No. I don't think so. And you know what, Brian? Before the television, we had jukeboxes. So explain, how did we have videos on top of jukeboxes where you could watch like an MTV kind of thing? In color.
And they have now cartoon. There's a color cartoon that goes back to 1894. And they say that it was painted by hand. I actually have a clip of it. They say it was painted by hand. I'm going to show you this. This is crazy. It was painted by hand, and then it was filmed. It wasn't like color was added, like Technicolor, like in Wizard of Oz, like in 1940, you know, 1939. This is like regular natural color that they filmed off of something that was supposedly hand-painted animation, and then the animation done the old-school way. Right here. I'm going to bring it up. Hang on. Let me do the screen share. Color cartoon in 1894, dude. Well, 1897, but they started coloring it in 1893 or 1894, and it aired in 1800s, so the end of the 1800s, which is... Gloria, this is before 1900.
And it has sound.
Yeah, I have to mute it, though, you know?
Wow. Oops, that must have hurt.
Supposedly the animation was all painted by hand, and then they filmed this. And how did they film it in fucking color?
Wow.
And now there's also clips in movies that go back to 1902 that are filmed in color. 1902 color movies. 1902.
Wow. That's right. Yeah, Gary said black and white. But I Love Lucy was in black and white. You would think, and not only that, but think about this. Not me, because I'm not that old, but like my parents, you know, Brian, or your parents and your they were listening to, well, they were watching, they didn't have televisions, they had radio, but what about all the, you know, the silent movies? So you mean to tell me they didn't have to make silent movies because they had color televisions already and they had sound and audio and all that shit? So what was the purpose of, well, I guess in this reality they had that, because in our reality they were really lacking in technology.
Well, if we go back and look at the silent movies now, I bet their timeline got pushed back and they were happening earlier now before these other ones came about, I bet.
I already did that.
And did they?
No, apparently they wanted to make silent movies because it was the thing to do. It was just cool to make a silent movie. I was like, no, it wasn't. That
shit ain't cool at all, man.
It's like, no, that's not fucking cool. I mean, I remember, like, I asked my dad, and like I said, you know, he's crazy and day is long, but his memory's pretty good. And I'm like, Dad, did you have television when you were little? And this, and he's like, no. I said, did you have color television? Because we didn't have color television. He's in the majority before when he was younger. They used to listen to radio. Remember, like Orson Welles, the War of the Worlds. Remember, they used to do all that shit, and the whole family, like Leave It to Beaver kind of shit, would all gang, you know, gang around the fucking radio because that's what they had. But these people apparently had color cartoons.
It didn't go mainstream color cartoon until like 1920 with like Disney or something. But this color cartoon was out in 1895, 1894, 1897, whatever it is, 1890 something. I mean, come on, man. That's fucking insane to me.
It is insane. You know what's even more insane? Because I remember when my mom was alive, she bought my son a movie. She bought him The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Okay?
And it was a collector's item because it just came out in color. The Wizard of Oz just went color. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she gave him that. So you mean to tell me that they had color all along, and like Gary said, but they had I Love Lucy in black and white. They had the Bonnie Miller Show in black and white.
Huge movies all through the fucking first five decades of the century.
Yeah. All in black, Homer Pyle, black and white, Gilligan's Island. I don't remember Gilligan's Island being in color. I remember being in black and white. So to me, I don't remember ever seeing it in color. But some people.
Captain the Skipper to the Millionaire and His Wife, the movie star. La, la, la.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that show.
I love that show, and I Dream of Jeannie. I loved I Dream of Jeannie.
I liked I Dream of Jeannie was cool, yeah. But out of the Nickelodeon shows, I don't know. Mr. Ed was one of my favorites, probably. Horses are horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you'll endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. Wilbur.
Have you looked it up to see if it changed?
I did. Once Timmy and the Well changed with Lassie and Timmy never fell in the well, Mr. Red's the very next thing I went and looked at.
Yeah. But technology, I mean, it's amazing. I'm saying that this didn't exist in the frequency that I resided in. Okay, it does exist in this frequency. And the next one that we shift to is going to be even more eye-opening, and we're going to go, wow, just like those beaches didn't exist in the other frequency we were in and the one before that. And each time that we're changing, we're hiring our vibration, we're hiring our frequency, we're starting to see more and more beautiful things and more technology. This is amazing. This is amazing.
It is amazing. That's why I don't understand why some people have that whole negative attitude about it. Like, it is amazing. Don't give in to the fear about it. Don't give science more credit than they deserve. That's for sure. I think it's a good thing. Honestly, like right now, I'm going to be straight up with everybody. Like right now, I don't have the best job. I don't fucking do shit anymore like I used to do. But you know what? I'm actually happier right now. And I'm more at peace with myself than I have been in my whole life.
Because
I'm happy.
You get a sense of peace.
Going to work, coming on here, doing videos, looking at the experience of Mandela Effect, looking at my other topics I research, and talking to people. And I'd rather talk to all you guys than go out and have some fake conversations out in a bar or a sports game or even anywhere. I just, when I got to go out, man, I try and make it brief. Go get a coffee or fucking go, if I got to go to the grocery store, just get it done and get back. You know what I mean? I don't even like to go shopping. I have to get something. I'm going to Amazon. I mean, yeah. Whatever.
You know, space.
I'm not enjoying myself, Gloria. I'm not gonna do things just because people do them. Like if there's something like cool to do, like a good friend of mine, and we're going to do something for a day. Hey, let's go do this. Yeah, that's one thing. But just to do the normal shit that people. That's not me, man.
Yeah, you don't want to do it anymore. Hey, Brian, could we really quick just look at the chat because we got a couple of people talking. Make Room for Daddy. Yeah, Make Room for Daddy was in black and white, right, Doc Wolf? And then we have Space River News. Evel Knievel, yes, it definitely changed. Evel Knievel's name changed.
Definitely changed the Evel with the second E. And the E is something that keeps popping in people's names like that, like Keenan Ivory Wayans, his last vowel and his first name changed to an E. I found that patent in like several people, and I got to find my notes on that. There were like four or five celebrities whose names all had EEA, and they changed to EEE within the name. And it was like Keenan is Keenan with the three E's now. Now, that was a little bit of a pattern that I noticed. And if you guys notice any patterns like with letters, even if you think it's nothing, throw it by us. You know what I mean? Let's all share these ideas, because what if you noticed a pattern that you thought was nothing, you noticed it once or twice? But what if I noticed it four or five times and I never said nothing? Now we got seven times this pattern's come up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's one thing that, what's his name, mentioned in the chat, the Carol Burnett Show. The Carol Burnett Show was one of my favorite shows, and that in itself was a really big Mandela effect for me with the Carol Burnett Show, and I never brought it up. But I remember Harvey Korman. I remember him dying like many, 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 many years ago. And I remember them doing this whole like, not a roast thing, but it was more towards him, like remembering, you know, how funny he was and everything like that. And I think he just died recently. Well, he might even not be dead. He might still be alive, to be honest with you. I don't know. But I remember that was a big Mandela effect for me, but it might've changed. Who the fuck knows? He might be back. I don't know. But I remember him dying when I was a kid. Okay. And I'm no spring chicken. I may look it, but I ain't no spring chicken.
Slow your roll. All right. Listen, guys, we got 31 live people right now. That's fucking awesome. But do me a favor. We got 31 live and we got 17 thumbs up. So let's get that up to at least 31. Or, you know, or higher if we can. All right, everybody. So, you know, we're listening to Dose of Reality. Well, you're listening to Dose of Reality. It's Gloria Kanata and Brian Stavely. And here we are. So back to what I was saying, Gloria. I don't know what I was saying. You were saying something. Back to what you were saying.
No, I was just addressing the chat. And I want to ask the people in the chat, because we have such awesome freaking people in here and they type so fast. I want to ask a question now. Who remembers Al Capone? Because finally somebody, I think it was somebody you know, Brian, just made a video, and I was so excited about it because I knew this for a long time, like whatever, I've been in Mandela 4 years already, and I never said anything about it. Okay, Al Capone, how did Al Capone die, guys? Did he die in the hospital? Did he die in his house? Did he die in prison? I want to know, how did Al Capone die? Okay. Now, this is going to sound crazy, but is it okay if I talk?
No.
Okay. No, I didn't know if you wanted to say something. Okay. Oh, there's a restaurant not too far from where I live, and it's called Capone's. The food is fucking amazing, okay? And it's owned by Al Capone, his family, and whatever, his sons, or whatever it is, okay? Now, I guess it's a franchise. I don't really know. It doesn't matter. But when you go into the ladies' room, they have two televisions set up in the ladies' room, and it shows the whole history about Al Capone, who he was, what he did, you know, what charges were on him and all that shit, right? Okay. And 2 years ago, I remember, and actually, no, I lie, it's more than 2 years ago, about 4 years ago. This was before the Mandela effect, okay? I went there. We used to go to all the time, my girlfriend. So one day, the first time we went there, we were like, oh, this is really cool. We went into the bathroom, and we actually stood there and watched this whole fucking documentary on his life because it was pretty cool. And it said the way he had syphilis and he had gone to the hospital. They treated him for the syphilis. He went back into his cell and he died in his cell. That's a fact. There is no question in my mind that he died in his cell, because a year after I noticed that, no, 2 years or something like that, whatever, Ghost Adventures did an episode on Al Capone's cell. And they went in. This is where it trips me out, okay? Me and my son watched it. They went in there, and the guy, Zach, was doing a whole, like, session and all ghost box, all this shit in his cell. And the way he died then, his question was, Mr. Capone, I'm sure you're still here, because how did it feel to die in this cell of yours? And he was saying all this shit, okay? Do you know, now, Al Capone did not die in prison?
Really? I remember prison, and people in the chat remembered prison before you even said it. So,
okay. Not in this reality. No, he was set free. He got out. He got out of prison. Okay, and I think he died 2 years later or something like that. Now, this is the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's crazy.
This is the really bizarre thing. I looked online time and time again for the Ghost Adventures episode where they did it in his cell. Do you know, Brian, that episode does not exist. If you type it in there, the only thing it shows you is the guy, Zach, the ghost hunt, Ghost Adventure guy, sitting in Al Capone's cell. But there is no video. Does not exist. Just
But there's the image of him sitting in the cell still?
That's it. Just sitting in the cell with all the equipment and shit, but there's no video. Couldn't find it. I looked for it. My son looked for it. Doesn't exist.
That's a big one. And these big people from our timeline, if you think, because people say, why is it always trivial things? Excuse me, the JFK assassination, Martin Luther King for me is also a fucking Mandela. We have Nelson Mandela, all the things around him. And now we're talking about Al Capone, the Lindbergh baby. I mean, all these big, huge stories and the way these people died or didn't die, and they're all changing. I mean, it's not just little shit. These are huge things in history. I mean, for Al Capone to have gotten out of jail and not died in prison. And you've seen the episode. And I've heard of these specials before when I was little. I'm not going to say I sat there and intently watched them, but I always knew of him as dying in prison, you know, and whether that was true or not. But that was the story that I knew, you know. That was the story that I knew.
Well, when he got sick, they put him in the hospital, and then, you know, I guess they contained it or whatever, and then he went back and he died in his cell. But in this life, he got out, and I don't know, I think he lived in Florida or something like that. They would have to look it up, and he lived for another year or two. Might even be longer than that, yeah. Did not know that. Not in my reality, and there would be no reason why, you know, what was he, in Alcatraz, I think he was, the prison that he was in, yeah, right?
Yeah, I think Phil said it in the chat earlier that he was in Alcatraz.
Alcatraz, yeah.
And the next story is going to change. They didn't let him out, but he escaped from Alcatraz, and we never heard of that either. Al Capone escaped from Alcatraz, and we never heard of it.
Yeah. You know, and people might not think, oh, it's not a big deal, but it is. It's our history. Listen, I got no problem with letting our history go because I know we're headed for bigger and better things, but it's still a mind fuck, okay? Because it's not easy to have a conversation with somebody and you say the wrong thing and they look at you like you're retarded. Because these are things I remember, you know? I
tell people all the time. I mean, not correct them, but to let them know, hey, what you're saying never happened or you're wrong, even though to me they're right. But, you know, because they're saying the residue. And I do it all the time. And I'm trying not to do it at work, but I'm about to start doing it at work. They already know that I talk about the earth being flat, so... I'm just gonna stop banging it out because people are always singing songs that are changed, you know, or just saying phrases that you know what I mean. They're always saying Mandela effects without realizing they're doing it, and it's just like I can't help it. It's everywhere I go, everything I hear, everything I see, every commercial that comes on, every ad that comes across my computer. I sit here and listen to I forgot to save the clip too. It was another piece of residue. I sit here and listen to those wrestling interviews a lot for fun, you know, talk about the old wrestling. And I was listening to a Bruce Pritchard one today, and he said, he did the Mr. Rogers. Everybody does it. He said, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And, you know, he was mocking Mr. Rogers. And I just heard it real quick. I've heard Kevin Nash and Stone Cold Steve Austin talk about the Monopoly Man, as you guys have heard in the intro. I heard, was it Chris Jericho and Stone Cold Steve Austin talk about, I played it on a show. They did another Mandela effect too. They didn't know they were doing it, but they were laughing about a joke and everything, and it was something that's never existed, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about, like, because you had brought up the wrestling thing, you had asked me. Actually, I had asked you the other night, and you had asked me yesterday about all the word changes misspelled. Even our vocabulary is completely changing. I'd love to know, guys in the chat, how do you spell misspelled? I know I'm not crazy, Brian.
You read the way I worded that wrong.
Yeah, no, like, I know. And then I got it. Then I understood what you
went
meant.
Went back and reread it, right?
Yeah, I went back. And then I was like, oh, now I understand what he's saying.
Now the word itself has been misspelled. And now it's, yeah. So if you guys know about misspelled, yeah, no, for me, misspelled Doc Wolf Dan has been a 1S, 1S for me. Misspelled, MISP.
All right, Omar, 1S, okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but 2 S's, no.
No, not for me. Definitely not for me. For me, always 1S. Now it is 2. It is 2 now. And, you know, there's another dilemma with the end.
You know, just like
before. I refuse to spell the words the way they are now.
I don't either. I don't either. You know, for me, a lot, not a lot, but that was a Mandela too, a little. For me, it was A-L-I-T-T-L-E. It was always one word. A little was always one word. Then it became two words. Then, like 4 days ago, I noticed I typed it in and it was correct. No more squiggly lines. It was a little as one word. Then yesterday I did it again and now it's two words again. So it's like flip-flop. Those are really cool when you see a flip-flop.
Yeah, well, the flip-flop really throws a lot of things into question because when people want to say, oh, I think we had a shift. Well, what do you mean? Because we either have to be constantly shifting back and forth, and I think things have to be shifting through us because if we just had a shift and all move, well, things are flip-flopping and things are changing incrementally. I think we're yet to really wrap our head around what's going on here. I think we have an idea to a little bit of an understanding of part of it, you know, with the consciousness and the creator trying to reach us type of stuff. But I mean, there's so much more to it because it's really hard to Saul the Tita said misspell. He put the misspell with two S's and wrote nope with an exclamation.
No, definitely not. No. And you know, and like, I don't, when I see, I thought my grass was on fire. Somebody's out there firecrackers. When I seen, like when you see the flip flops, and you know, people are like, oh, are we going back to where we were and then coming here and then going back? And I don't look at it that way. I look at it, there's so many different frequencies and we go on so many different ones. And maybe on one, misspell is misspell. And then we go to another one and where it's misspelled. And then we go to another one where it's misspell again. So, you know, I think we're just moving higher and higher up in frequencies. I don't think that we go backwards to the one that we came from. Because the one that we came from, I mean, that's like way back. You know, and that happened because the Mandela effect has been going on forever, you know? So that goes really back, really, really way back. So I think we're just moving, we're advancing higher and higher. And you're going to have the same things that we remember and you're going to have different things, but we don't go back. You know, just like the thinker changed again. You know, you look at the thinker and it's like, okay, you know, it's like, well, crazy shit. But we're just moving, we're changing frequencies. And on these frequencies, these things did exist for these people, you know?
Yeah.
And what else do we got? What?
We're at the 1 hour mark. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay, did you want to end the show? It's like, no, we can't. Okay.
No. We're going to come back, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about still because we're going to talk about the anatomy. We're going to talk about two major, major, major organ changes. We're also I want to talk a little bit more about body changes in general and some of the personal experiences that I had, that you had, and that some other people are having. And I want to kind of open up the phone lines when we start to talk about that and ask the chat as well if they can participate and maybe we get some feedback on that. Does that sound good?
Oh, that sounds great. I can't wait to open up the phone lines. We have so many great people. Okay, awesome.
All right, we're going to take a five-minute break, guys. Stick with us. You listen to Dose of Reality with Brian Stavely and Gloria Cannata, and we'll be right back.
Their own disease, life consumed, they forgot to breathe, locked and fused with the claws of greed, carved in void, no escape or release. You can defeat, join the stars that you can't reach, bring your beast, work the glitch, terror waste under your feet. Don't blink, learn the glitch that you try to stop with fury, spears of dreams, you will rest, gazing at shadows of your threats. Instead, demonize eating ego strikes, you feed the lies with a piece of ice, need to reply where your system fries, you kill skies with a primer eyes. Gonna respond, this time no scope, you'll be the pawn suggested, capsule cyanide done, consequence for their evils, crosses in the ground, you dive right in, we're natural, against machine, we're factual, you're stuttering, inside of pillars crumbling.
We are living in a computer-programmed reality. And the only clue we have to it is when some variable is changed.
This is the age where things are changing. History is in the making. We stand up, our guns are blazing. No more sleeping, no obeying. They live, and it's time to know that. I woke up and I won't go back. Fuck the elite, don't cut them no slack. Get them at the roots and they won't grow back. And I won't miss them. For way too long, we've been a victim. Now we're glitches in the system. Clawing our way up just to get some. Look at how they treat us. Program since you were a fetus. I see reptiles, I see demons sucking on some baby penis. Welcome to the Matrix. This is the face of your enslavement. Most people just don't want to face it. They'd rather be taxed and stay complacent. Not me, not ODD. Wait till the CIA gets a load of me. No Agent Smith controlling me, but for me, that's the way that it's supposed to be.
I'm watching.
You gotta use your eyes all the time, because the one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. You could come with me and you will find that you are the master of the construct of your own mind. On the walls within you, never press pause, don't stop, continue. Just look at the mess that we got us into. Now it's time to fix it, otherwise we're mental. We stand our ground, you dive right in. We're natural, look, it's machine, we're factual. You're stuttering inside of pillars crumbling.
And I will even say this, such an impression is a clue. But if some past time point, a variable was changed, reprogrammed as it were, and that because of this, an alternative world branched off.
I got you stuck off the realness. I got you stuck off the realness. I got you stuck off the realness.
ODD TV.
Stuck off the realness.
Did you know your reality is being put to the test? The Panama Canal no longer runs east and west. Things you are sure happened never did in this reality. The crunchy cereal with the captain now has an apostrophe. Summer changed for many folks. Shit, that punctuation now just showed up on different strokes. This shit can't be attributed to only digital content. Take a look at South America. They moved the whole fucking continent. Even pop in your copy of Star Wars. It could be 30 years old. Shit went as C-3PO, not all fucking gold. Maybe you haven't noticed the changes yet. Open your eyes, trust your senses, and you realize the Mandela effect. I'm from the reality where the youngest Jackson was a girl. Volkswagen logo had no line, and Ford had no curl. The Black Tom attack we didn't learn of in school. It was always "Who Will Save Your Soul" sung by Jewel. The music ones really stand out to me. It's no longer "I want to paint it black" in this reality. People writing it off as bad memory. Even with Superman, Chris Reeves running your trap, dismissing it is one of my pet peeves. Everything I research, people say it's a psyop. Even simple things like pointing out the towers can't collapse from the top. Somehow we are experiencing merging timelines. For more research, check out my site, The Real News Online. I started noticing changes in like 2014. It was JFK, the six-seater, that seemed so obscene. Many people will try and call me a loon. But hold up, wait, they even changed the spelling of Looney Tunes? Let these thoughts sink deep into ya. How could you ever miss the Great Wall of India? The Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island. Go search there for it now, and you won't find it. It's time for you to wake up. Hello, Clarice. In this reality, the Monopoly guy never had the eyepiece. Some of these changes, I don't see how you can dispute. For me, it was always the Smithsonian Institute. Institution? Well, to my ears, that's simply noise pollution. For me, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The human anatomy changes bug me out, but really, they should. As contrived as they may be, it was always daylight savings time and Halley's Comet for me. Our poor neighbors up north are swallowed by the sea. Some of these geography changes are so obvious to me. You might think, Brian, you went too far. I'll say, since when is Cuba as big as Florida? Hey, listen up here. The forest fighting ranger was called Smokey the Bear. I'm writing this song to have a little fun. Raise your awareness. If I build it, I know they will come. So what's causing this, many want to know. Well, I don't think it's CERN, they're just a magic show. Satanists doing rituals while scamming mad dough. Sounds familiar, like liars that always show us the globe. NAS, NIS, CERN, and more. We really need to show these corrupt agencies the door. I don't think this phenomenon is caused by man. I think it's a great awakening. Possibly God trying to contact us any way he can. For me, Flat Earth Mandela and our dreams are all connected. Looking to pull some people in that I can intersect with. Trying to wrap your head around it, it can be a hoot. Now Italy, it's no longer a standing boot. Shit, I'm hoping these changes might actually make me kinda cute. As crazy as this shit may seem to be, now Chewbacca has never been a Wookiee. It's time to look into this and get your dose of reality. Before you mock me and call me a fool, just remember, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed my terrible rapping. I do think I wrote the lyrics good. I do think I was clever with the lyrics, but I know I can't rap. But I'm working on it. I'm still working on that third song. I know some of you guys are waiting for it. And maybe I'll come up. You know what? I almost recorded it like last night. I swear to God, dude. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hang on. All right, yeah, I know. I almost recorded it last night. I was going to do it. Because what do you guys think about you think it's cheesy if I re-release that song? Because I had no microphone then. I had this shitty wireless headset. If I re-record that song, pace myself a little better with my breathing and whatnot, and use the good microphone, I think I could make that song a lot better right there. Because there aren't really any Mandela Effect songs out there. I think I heard like one other one.
I love that song. I think that's awesome.
Thirst for Truth, who is there every show, right? He's always here.
Yeah.
That's how he found this channel. From the other song, though, the NASA song that I did, because I have two songs. If you guys are interested in the song, just scroll down, because there's below my like main playlist, like there's the Dose of Reality list for anybody that's listening. All of my shows are on the Dose of Reality list. Every video we do, even if I'm on another show and I mirror it, that's where I'll put them. So all the shows that I'm on are there. And then underneath that, I also have a My Awakening series. So what I do is I interview various people in the communities. I've interviewed Gloria and Paul, who you guys see a lot. I've interviewed a whole bunch of people in Mandela Effect communities, Flat Earth, 9/11, people from all different walks of life, really, and just get their story of how they came to, through their awakening process, the steps they went through, how it's affected their lives, the topics they looked at, what they're looking at now, and then we kind of expand upon it and usually open the phone line. So check that out. And I have a 9/11 list. Then I have like a list that I set up for like Mandela Effect and Flat Earth, two different lists for beginners. So like all my videos are stored there, but I made the first 5 or 10 videos in order. So when beginners go there, they can see it and just kind of get into it. And then under there, I buried my music. So, you know, casual people don't see it. I get embarrassed. But for anybody that likes the channel, you can go and it says I created music and I have two songs. I did write a third. I haven't come out with it yet. But back to the Mandela Effect.
I like
it. I know you like the song.
Let's get into the things that bleed.
All right, let me make sure. You sent me an image of it, not a link, right?
I think.
No, look for it.
I think I send you an image, yes.
Yeah, you did send me an image. I see it now. I'm okay, going to get the screen.
I'm just going to set it up, okay? Let's see. About 2 years ago, a big Mandela was that we found out that certain trees, when you cut them down, they shoot out water like a fire hydrant, literally like a fire hydrant, just like, okay, that was new to me. After that, about 6 months after that, the new thing was trees that bleed. When you take a chainsaw and you cut these trees down, it's like you're cutting a human being in half.
Yeah, that's mad blood. Mad blood.
It's disgusting. I've
got the picture ready. I've got the picture ready. I have it queued up for when you're ready, and I'll put it right on. So go ahead.
So after all this research and finding out, you know, all this stuff on trees and stuff like that, and I'm telling you, this stuff did not exist that we're going to show you today, because they did research on the trees. They did, we did a show about it 2 years ago. Come across, actually, I will thank Teresa Lynch for this one, and we come across, go ahead, show.
There it is.
Now we have rocks that bleed.
Yep, and that, I almost lost my shit when you sent that to me. And I, you know, it's almost to the point where I'm getting used to seeing this shit, but this shit is fucking crazy, dude. I mean, rocks that bleed. We have trees that bleed. Those trees that shoot the water, Gloria, they're like when you watch a movie or something and they show like kids in the ghetto breaking the fire hydrant open and it's just spouting water all over the place and they're playing in it. That's like what the trees do. They don't just like, we're not saying they leak water. They spout it. And now, I mean, rocks, at least a tree is alive, and as crazy as it is to think it's bleeding. I mean, how does a rock bleed? What is the explanation on how there is liquid that bleeds out of a rock? Does it regenerate? And why don't you tell us a little more about this rock?
No, it's not. Omar says it's a sea animal. No, it's not. And I know the one you're talking about, but it's not. Somebody sent me this, and I'm assuming that they did the research on it. No, this is a rock. And I think the story behind it is a hunter, I don't know, came across it in the woods, and voila, there you go. I don't know if he dropped it and it broke, or a rock steak. That's funny, Frank said it's a rock steak. It does look like a steak, but no, yeah. So the story, it does, doesn't it? Looks like a T-bone, but
medium rare fucking rock steak.
You know, but there's a lot of weird things going on with rocks. And now we have rocks that bleed, and we also have rocks that bleed. You have the other one?
Yes, I do.
This one I found on my own, and I thought this was kind of crazy.
That is crazy. That like was a different shape, and then it expanded and looked like this?
Because it had babies. These rocks actually move. Like they walk. Then they're not really in the same place. They like to be around water. So I guess they try to find water and they walk. And not only do they walk, they move, but very slow. Okay. They have babies. And the little rocks that are on top of them are their babies. They grow babies.
How do they explain the rocks are growing?
They don't. They just say like it's a normal thing. Oh, yes, these rocks, they like to be around the ocean. And they got pictures all over the internet. You can see them. And it's just like a normal thing. They're all around the ocean and they like the water and they walk and they move this much centimeters every whatever. And then they have babies. And they make it sound like it's like, you know, hey, you want a Coke with that fries? You know, those fries. It's like, what? This is not normal. Yep. But to them, it is a normal thing. So I thought that was kind of bizarro.
Yeah, that is definitely bizarro. Bizarro. Can I show a little creature that you sent me?
Yeah, which one?
Oh, a little birdie.
All birds. I don't
know. Well, we're going to call him Big Bird.
Oh, he's adorable. I know which one you're talking about.
You see my screen?
Yeah, I see a butterfly.
Yeah, well, it's going to be the bird you sent me in a second.
Zoomland. A lot of exotic birds out there. Oh, the tree bird. The bark bird. Owl. It's an owl. Sorry. What the hell is that? Okay, apparently he camouflages. This is an owl, guys. He camouflages himself so you think he's a branch. By the way, just so you know, he's not in Madagascar. He's not in these little islands and far. He's everywhere, and they reside in Florida. But the only reason why we don't see them is because they camouflage themselves to look like branches. Listen, my pop-up timer has popped up. I am fucking done. Has anybody ever seen an owl like this?
That's crazy.
And they're in Florida? I mean, they're really weird looking. They look like those, like, bean bags, you know? See bean bags with those big yellow eyes. Pretty wild. Barn owls, I've seen them. Oh, Omar, I have never, ever, I love owls. Well, I'm really afraid of them, but can you show them that other picture of the owl, the one that you said looks like you? You have him. I seen him on your thing.
You said it looks like me. I never said it looks like me.
Okay.
Do I have to?
No, yes, he's adorable. I need to know if anybody's ever seen an owl that looked like
him. Oh, he looks adorable. Yeah, I get it.
He is. But if you know what, listen, I don't know where you guys are from, but where I'm from, you only had a certain amount of, maybe three, I'll give you four different types of owls. Just like there was like three types of bats. Now there's like thousands of types of bats, you know? But this little guy is so freaking cute. Look at that. He's got human eyes. Has anybody ever seen an owl that looks like
one of them? That's crazy.
Look how adorable he is. He's like a little Furby.
That's crazy.
His eyes. Chubby little bastard. Huh?
That's crazy. He's a little chubby little bastard, huh?
But look at his face, Brian. Look at his eyes.
I know.
Wow, he's beautiful. And then you have one more picture. I just want to show one more mandanimal about the, I think it's called Devil Geico, I think. The one in the tree that camera.
I know. That's right. I got it.
Yeah. This is kind of weird. And you got people out there.
It's the leaf gecko. The leaf gecko.
Okay. Yeah. The other one was something different. Yeah. The leaf gecko. I mean, what? Dude, has anybody ever seen that? No.
That's crazy.
Yep. It's Brian's baby picture. That's funny.
I'll yeah, fucking I mean, dead in the mouth.
This is amazing. Have you ever seen or heard anything like that?
No. Never. Wow.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's pretty wild. And then there was one other one I sent you if you want to do that other one and then we could go. I forgot what it was.
Hang on. Which one are we talking about?
You did the caterpillar one, right?
No, we didn't show it. I'll get to it, though.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I didn't save the last one. You sent me a messenger, so we'll just skip that. Let's just get into the body.
Okay.
All right, so as you guys know, if you don't know, and if you don't know, now you know, you know, your anatomy is always changing, you know, and that's one of the biggest things with the Mandela effect. Like, people want to write off the Bible, or people want to write off the movies, or the music, or people's names change. And it's like, I don't know how you write off geography and anatomy, like, you, especially anatomy. And I'm not good with the anatomy, so I don't hop on it a lot. But there's some major changes with it. Basically, the two of the three most major organs in your entire body, the lungs and the brain. And Gloria, you want to talk about the brain a little bit? And I'll get the image ready while you talk, and then I'll lock it in.
Okay. One thing I have to say, I said on the last show a couple of weeks ago, and then I had brought it up prior to that one, the headaches have been beyond ridiculous. Okay. A lot of people experiencing them. You get them for like a week straight, complete migraines where you just want to throw up and nothing you take makes it go away. And then they just disappear and it comes back for no reason. It's just back and forth kind of thing. And for me, that has been going on from November, like the beginning of November, on and off, on and off, on and off. And so far I've had a break. So I'm thankful for it. And usually when there's any kind of things that hurt, you know, like your head or your bones or whatever, I always go in and I look at to see if there's any changes. So the other night I went in and I'm like, there's got to be something going on with these headaches because nothing helps. Okay. And I mean, like I was popping Tylenol and tranquilizer and nothing would get rid of the headaches. Okay. I go and I look at the brain and I freaked out. I send it to Brian. I was like, can somebody tell me what the fuck this is? Now you can show them the picture of the brain and we'll go through it.
It's up.
Oh, is it? I don't even see it. Oh, okay. Okay. Now, everybody's, I'm sorry, but the brain did not look like this for me. We didn't have these earmuffs on the sides. Okay. It was just a brain, a round brain, not with these things on the sides. I wish I could show you what I'm talking about, but if you don't see it, you got to be blind. Okay. And if people say, oh, that's the temporal lobe, but it's always been there. Huh?
Which things are you talking about? The darker red ones or right above the dark red?
Above the dark red, and then you have right the right. Yeah, that whole piece right there on both sides, and then the piece in the back. I'm sorry, but those things were not there. And like I said, if people say that's the temporal lobe, it's always been there. Okay, the temporal lobe, I'm not stupid. I know how to read things. I know what it is. Okay, but it's actually larger. The temporal lobe is actually larger than what it used to be. The, what do you call it? Oh, the fuck, I can't put my name on it. The cerebellum, I think it is the cerebellum. Yeah. Okay, granted, we had that, but it was in the back of the brain. It was in the back. It wasn't on the side of the brain, okay?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. It looks like, I don't know what the hell it looks like. It looks like the brain is wearing earmuffs. Okay. It looks like too many brains on both sides. Okay. And it used to be connected to the back side of the brain. Yeah. And that changed. I want to say, I guess that had to change within the last 3 months. Yeah. It split into two, where now it looks like two brains below the, that doesn't even make any sense. That is not our brain. And I'm not looking at the chat right now, but I would love that one. It's going pretty quick too. But Brian, our brains did not look like that. Our brains did not look like that. That's completely different.
Yeah, and I've been getting the weird, like I told you, I had that one really weird headache. And you know, I'll go a little off topic here once I get into it, I guess. Not off topic, but you know, that one day I had the really, really bad, and I know what day it was. It was the 29th of November, because I know by what show I did that day. And I had a really, really bad headache, but it felt like rather than my head pounding from the outside and pushing in, it felt like it was on the inside and pulsing out and pushing out and pushing out. And then later that night, Gloria did a show. She did a show with Keith, and I was laying in bed watching it. And then all of a sudden, this is crazy, and maybe some of you heard me talk about this before, but there's a lot of new people, so I'll just go through it. You know, I was watching the show, and all of a sudden, my body just started, like, shaking real fast. Like, shaking, like I was freezing. But I wasn't freezing. I was right here in this room. The temperature's about what it is now, you know. And I was just shaking. I couldn't stop. And it would last for about a minute or maybe 45 seconds. And then that would stop. And it would, when it would stop, I would freeze up. And my arms and my back of my legs and my back were real tight and I couldn't move them. And then it would just start shaking again. And this went on, Gloria, for like about 20 minutes, half hour, me watching that video with you. And to the point where I finally got enough courage to get up, hit the light, and then lay down and try and go to sleep. It happened for like another half hour. Eventually, I was able to go to sleep. And I don't know what it was. I was going to call the hospital. You were trying to get me to go to the hospital once I told you that something had happened. And I didn't end up going because I just had a feeling if I go there, they're just going to totally not have a clue. This is something way beyond what any fucking doctor around here or anything are going to be able to diagnose. I think it's something great. I'm going through a lot of body changes. And like that other thing that happened on that night. Let me take a sip of my drink. But you remember when I told you about what that happened?
Yeah. Then we did a show. Remember, we did a show and we were talking about that experience and how. Oh no, that was actually you were talking about your dog. The experience.
Yeah, that's the other show. I'm gonna talk about that in a minute. But I'm talking about the day I was shaking.
Yeah, and somebody had commented, and I don't remember, and I apologize, but they had commented that the same exact thing happened to them. Pretty similar. And remember, I had sent it to you, and they're very grateful that you had brought that up on the show because they had the same experience.
In the chat. Somebody in the chat Lori high pitch, low pitch. That reminds me to tell you that that morning I had heard that humming noise that I told you about. And I am never really susceptible to the ringing in the ears that people talk about with the Mandela effect. I haven't experienced that. But that one morning before I had that headache, I heard hum. It was loud, like real loud, and it wouldn't go away. It started at like, I don't know what time it started, but I woke up out of my sleep at like 2:33 in the morning to it. I couldn't go back to sleep. I heard it for about 5 hours and I eventually dozed back off at one point around 8. And when I got back up, it was gone. But it was so loud that, I mean, I went outside both sides of the house to look for it. I couldn't find it. Then that day, the headaches, and then the, I guess you could call it convulsing. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. And then that came that night. Yeah. And then the other event happened, which I'll touch on. You know, there was one night, and I freaked out. This was like a week ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. And I was laying in bed. I was trying to go to sleep. And if you already heard this, I'm sorry. But, you know, it ties into the show, so I'm going to bring it up again. So I was laying in bed, and my dog is laying on the floor, and I got the light out. And my dog wanted to go out of the room, and my door shut, you know. So I get up, I let him out, I follow him out to the couch, kind of behind him. He doesn't even know I'm behind him. He's all slow. You see my dog, he's a big fat bastard, right? Big gentle guy, he's real slow. So he gets up on the couch, and then I kind of just roll up on him, and I just go to, you know, rub his back, and I'm like this. And it's like a real lot of static electricity, you know? But it's like a real lot. And then I did it a few more times and it was, and I'm like, whoa, this is like electricity. Like I'm being shocked. And then it got to the point where not only could I hear it popping, but I could see it. I was watching it flash, like not lighting up the room, like making it a bright room, but little sparks lighting up the room, like above my dog, like, and it happened like, I don't know, I did like 7 or 8 more strokes like that. And it was like I was Raiden from Mortal Kombat, dude. And it was like, and it eventually got to the point where it felt like this finger and this finger on the fingertips had gotten burnt. Like it stung and it burnt. It was hot. There was no physical mark there or nothing, but it was hot. It was hot. It was hot. I had to stop. And then like I told you, I started looking at my hand for some reason. Not just this hand. Obviously, for this hand, that has a reason I'm looking at it. And as I'm going fast over the dog and the sparks had stopped now, I went back to it a couple times to see if it would do it again. And it was like my hand was like I was tripping and I could see through my hand. And then I wanted to test that and I saw a light from like the TV or the cable box or something. There was a green light coming from that side of the room. Only thing I could see. And I put my hand in front of the light to see if I could see the light through the hand. Stupid as it sounds, that was my first instinct. I couldn't. I'm not going to lie and say I did. I couldn't. I didn't. For some reason, I thought I was going to. But when this happened, once the sparks stopped and it got to the point where I was going to look at my hand on the dog and I started to look like I was tripping or something, it felt like I wasn't me. I wasn't in me. I was like overlooking me. Like it just didn't feel like I was in my house, like I was in a different place. And that, I know that's going to sound crazy to a lot of people, but you know what? Anybody that's been listening to us for an hour and a half, if we don't already sound crazy, then, you know, I mean, that's what happened to me. And this is all within the matter of 3 weeks, you know, maybe 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, both of these things happened. Don't know what it is. You know, I know people, like a lot of things, like say with the frozen airplanes, right, the planes that freeze in midair. We don't know what those are. People label those videos Mandela effect. They could be have to do with the Mandela effect. It might be something totally fucking different. This might be like Gloria. You can take the mic for a little bit here. This is, might be what people call an out of body experience. That's what people have been telling me.
In some sense, it is an out of body experience because you didn't have a feeling of your weight, right? You didn't have feeling of anything. You didn't. Right. You were just conscious. You didn't really know what your body was. You didn't. Everything just seemed very like coliformish. Is that the right like way to put it?
Yeah.
It's kind of that is kind of like an out of body experience. I mean, the way you had it, because you had it with your dog. I've had that. I think Let me see. I'm going to run something by the chat, okay? I just want to add some
heavy. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you with
this. No, go ahead.
There is a troll in the chat, and this is perfect for you, and he's in here calling the Mandela Effect the theory and not real, and his name is the Bible Literalist. How ironic.
Okay. Who cares? Whatever. Honey, go read your Bible and you need to leave, okay? Whatever. And because your Bible makes no sense to me, sorry. It's very demonic. But anyway, yeah. So a lot of people will get this. For instance, say you're sleeping and you wake up in the middle of the night and you're laying in bed and you open your eyes and for a quick second you're like, holy shit, where am I? You have no fucking clue where you are. Who you are, where you are, anything. Has that ever happened to you in the middle of the night? Like you wake up?
Yeah.
I just want to know from the chat. That's kind of like the same thing because like you have no feeling of your body. You don't know who you are. You don't know where you are. You just lose like the familiarity just completely goes. Well, my theory for that is because your soul went back into your body while you were sleeping. You woke up, your brain didn't get a chance to wake up. So therefore, your soul doesn't really know what this experience is. It's actually the brain that decodes it, you know, where this is your son, this is your daughter, this is your house. And because the brain wasn't up yet, you know, you get that, where the hell am I kind of thing. And that sounds kind of similar to what happened to you because for a second you weren't there, you know, and I'm sure you didn't really know where you were or anything. And it wasn't that you were paranoid about it. You just were. Right.
I checked out for a few minutes. Right. It felt like I checked out for 5 minutes. Like I wasn't there. Like it didn't feel like it was me for a few minutes.
Wow. Lori, you said that happens to you every night. That's actually really scary. I don't like that feeling because when it happens to me, I have to lay and go, calm down, calm down. It'll come to you. It'll come to you. And I'm ready to book. I'm ready to run out of my bed because I don't know what house I'm in. I don't know who the fuck I am. And then slowly, like I'll close my eyes and I'll open up again. And eventually it comes back to me. And I'm like, okay. Now I know where I am. And that to me, like I said, you know, when we sleep, sometimes we sleep and we're in a different reality and we're playing in that reality. But there are times when we don't wake. I believe that when we wake up and we don't remember our dreams, it's because we weren't dreaming. We were probably back home, you know, relaxing, whatever, and then came back into this reality. But the brain didn't get a chance to wake up. Because like I said, the brain is the information center. It's definitely the CPU. You know, it's what, you know, makes you know who you are and where you are and everything that you're familiar with. And that's why I think when people get amnesia, you know, that certain part of the brain gets damaged where it can't, you know, get the code, the remembrance of everything, you know, and that's why they don't know who they are and stuff like that. But it's a pretty scary feeling. But yeah, it is in a sense an out of body. It is definitely. Yeah, it is scary. Lori said, it is very scary. I don't like that. I had that the other day when I was driving. And let me tell you something. I was driving and I'm looking, I'm just waiting at a light and all of a sudden I just looked around. I went, holy shit, where am I? I had no idea where. And I was 2 blocks away from my house. No idea where I was, nothing. And then I'm like, I had my cell phone in my hand. I'm like, you need to call somebody. And I'm like, who am I going to call? I don't know anybody. Like that, I didn't know who to call because I didn't know anyone. Okay. And I closed my eyes and opened them again. I'm like, okay, you have to calm down. Because now I felt a massive anxiety attack coming on. Like I wanted to jump out of the car and I was stuck in traffic. I wanted to jump out of the car and just start running around because I didn't know where I was. I didn't know any of this, what it was. I didn't know what trees were, cars. I did not know nothing. And I looked in the mirror. My face was like a tomato. It was so red and my heart was pounding so fast. And I'm like, okay, calm down, calm down, calm down. And then eventually I looked out again and I said, okay, there's a Walgreens there. Do you know that Walgreens? And slowly it started coming back to me. I was like, thank God. And I walked into the house and I was shaking. I was shaking. And I don't like that feeling. I zoned out while I was sitting in my car waiting for that light in traffic. I fucking completely zoned out. And I wasn't daydreaming. I just left. I was on autopilot. I left my body, you know.
Some of the body stuff is really positive, though. Like, how long have I been telling you, Gloria? I've been telling you since I've known you, since about June, when I first met you on Brian McFarland's show, that over the last few months, so this would be a few months before June, so since the spring, I have become left-handed, and I can still use my right hand as good. And I don't just mean ambidextrous. I know that's a word, but I'm actually becoming better with my left hand than my right at just about everything I do. and everything I do with one hand, like if I go to grab my phone and type with it, with just my thumb or something, or I go and go to smoke a blunt, well, anything I'm doing with one hand now, I'm doing it with my left hand, even counting money, like ridiculous things you would think you would never do with your opposite hand. I'm doing things at work, and people come up to me, they're like, oh, I didn't know you were left-handed. I'm like, I'm not. They're like, well, why do you do this from this way and from this side? And I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize I was doing that.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm getting faster and faster and faster, and not just from practice and repetition of things I'm doing. I'm just picking up things really fast, and like I'm multitasking like 9-10 things at once. I feel like I can process now. I don't know. I don't mean to sound like, you know, conceited or anything. Like, it's just that's what I feel like, you know.
No, a lot of us are starting to multitask. Like, you get something done really fast. You have to see me. I'm in the bathroom, and I'm, like, cleaning the sink, and I go in the kitchen to get paper towels. And next thing you know, I'm folding laundry. Well, I still got the water running in the bathroom because I was cleaning the sink. So it's like I could do, like, a million things. And then when I go get the laundry, I notice that I have to sweep. So I'll sweep me while the water's still running. I'm doing so many things at one time. And it's okay. It doesn't tire me out. I'm just, I don't know. I'm in, like, hyper mode. Superwoman, you know, but a lot of us have that.
And you see, I feel like sometimes when we get going on the shows, I feel like sometimes I get in the zone and I'm like, I'm talking a mile a minute, and I know I am, but I know at the same time, like, I'm making sense and you guys are all picking it up because you guys are processing it all a mile a minute. I feel like we're all, like, accelerating together. Like, I get excited. I start talking fast. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And then you guys are like, yep, yep, yep. And we're just boom, 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 bouncing ideas back and forth. Like, I feel like we're just, like, in sync. Like, we're on the same frequency, a bunch of us.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty wild. I mean, if you look at all the anatomy changes and stuff like that, wow. I mean, like, I have to say at least 75% of the body has changed. We're becoming, like, indestructible. I don't know. I mean, it's all for the best. All the changes are definitely for the best, you know?
Yeah, the kidney movement and stuff like that, you know?
The lungs. I don't know what's up with the lungs.
Yeah.
That you sent me that picture of the lungs.
Oh, yeah. Now the lungs aren't symmetrical anymore. And they were symmetrical from what I remember always before. And now they look, one lung, now it looks completely different than the other. Like, you got to see this. Hang on. Let me bring that up. I almost forgot to talk about this.
Hi, Teresa. Teresa Lynch is here.
Hi, Teresa. A little late. We'll be getting off soon, but glad you made it. Let's see. Screen share. And there is still a lot of images of the other way. Now, when you look at this real quick, you're like, what do you mean not symmetrical? But look closer. I mean, see how big this is here on the right compared to the left? And the left is just two totally different sacks here than what this is. This is just one. And this hangs way down now. And there's actually videos of, you know, people having their lungs transplanted or whatever. And you can see that they're different sizes now.
Kind of odd, isn't it? Like chunk taken out of it.
It's really odd. Yeah, it's really odd. Here's another picture of it. See? One compartment versus the two here. And then this piece here on the left is just little, whereas this one on the right it's huge. They look completely different now.
Oh, there's the baby. Yeah, that is kind of bizarro, isn't it? I think all the layers in it are kind of bizarro. It's like three layers going through there. I didn't know that was like that. I always thought it was just one organ, one piece organ.
Yeah, it is crazy. Yeah, hey, you in the chat says, oh, wow, haven't seen the asymmetrical lungs before. Yeah, man. I mean, these body changes, they're absolutely fucking mind-blowing, honestly. And hey, you, I think you were one of the ones that got muted earlier by accident, too. Sorry, one of the mods had the phone in her pocket and you guys got muted and I didn't know how to, I had to like go and physically unblock all you guys after the show. So sorry about that. That was totally an accident. Yeah, that's, it's crazy with the lungs, the brain, the rib cage, the kidney, the intestines, the heart. Jesus Christ, our whole body's changing. It's wild stuff. I'm going through a lot of body changes. It's crazy. The craziest part, Gloria, is the people that'll sit back and ignore this whole thing is even going on.
Yeah. But maybe for them it's not. You know, let's think about it. Maybe we're on their timeline where we're on their frequency. For them it's always been that way. You know, maybe they, you know, not only did they have color television before,
no, because these people will sing songs to me the way that I remember them with the residue. it's not always been the way that they see it now, because they'll sing it the way we remember as well. We share that same memory, and they're just not seeing what I'm trying to explain to them.
Yeah. No, I know. I think that there are some people that, that still have a chance of waking up, and we might, you know, we might get them, you know, to wake up. But other than that, the rest probably are never gonna, you know.
Yeah. But I'm about ready to wrap it up. I need to eat dinner.
Okay. Can I just say one thing before we go?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanna put this out there. All right. For all the trolls that say it's always been that way, you people are crazy. Listen, we fucking get it. It's always been this way for you because we are on your frequency. We're just passerbyers. We will be out of your fucking frequency soon enough, so you don't have to go and follow us and try to correct us, because we're just stopping by temporarily until we go to the next frequency, because our creator is creating something absolutely beautiful for us, and we're getting a glimpse of it every single day. So don't hate. We'll be out of your way. We're just passing by, and that's it. That's all I wanted to say on that.
All right. Awesome. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. We have 34 people live right now. I really appreciate it. I'll appreciate it even more if you guys can all share this on your Facebook pages, your Twitter, whatever it is you do. Help spread this out. I also did another video today. I did another video about the same length with Paul Knight, and we did a video on the bullcrap and trek across Antarctica, the Virgin Galactic space plane scam, and some other NASA bullcrap and heliocentric lies. So if you're into that, check that out. Be sure you sub both my channels, because I get banned a lot, so I have a backup. And make sure you follow Gloria on Facebook. But if you message her, make sure you send an inbox and say, I know you're from the show, because she has like 100 friend requests a day because everybody thinks she's a witch. And make sure, and there might be some truth to that. Make sure you follow Paul Knight's YouTube channel, which is also linked below. Check out my other playlist. Remember, all the videos are found on the Dose of Reality list. I want to thank everybody in the chat. Thank you for coming. I will not have a show Saturday, most likely, because I am working this weekend. So I did two today, and you'll probably see me in the middle of next week whenever my first day off is or whatever. Or maybe I'll bang a third video tonight. Who knows? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. So you might be watching this video on Facebook, where I'll mirror it. You might be watching on my backup channel. My main YouTube channel where I stream live is youtube.com/user, like everybody, and Brian S. Stavely. Okay. The backup is The Real News Online. And thank you for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. And 37 people right now. Holy shit. All right. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Good night.
Good night.